Hey, yeah, just a quick one before we crack on with the episode. This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further. Literally. They cover all things travel finance, like the smartest way to book flights without playing the guess the cheapest day strategy, how to avoid paying for upgrades that you won't use, and when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices. So travel smarter, spend less, with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get back to the show.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Camping by the fire in BC, Canada, is a majestic feeling. We approach the summer when the nights are long, the temperature is warm, and the lake is mild enough for a dip. This is an immersive episode into my first camping trip of 2025, and it was much needed. It was just cool enough for the need of the fire and an appreciation for the mini camper van in which we slept. Very cozy and very warm. We will have nights by the fire, walks in nature, cooking on the stove, lake views, long conversations, and a warm inner feeling of being in nature. If you need some inspiration to go camping this summer, this could be the episode for you. The Winging It Travel Podcast is your weekly ticket to the world, dropping every Monday and hosted by me, James Hammond, proudly part of the Voyascape Network. This is more than just a travel podcast. It's a cinematic audio experience designed to take you deep into the heart of each journey. Through rich, immersive soundscapes, on-the-ground reactions, and authentic storytelling, I bring you right alongside me, whether I'm hiking up a volcano in Guatemala, navigating the chaos of a city market in India, or camping under the stars in British Columbia, Canada. This podcast is for travellers, dreamers, backpackers, and anyone who's ever thought, what if I just went for it and travelled the world? So if you're looking for stories to tell, tips to share, and experiences to inspire, you're in the right place. There's so much travel content coming your way, it just might spark that trip you've been dreaming about for years. Let's go and see the world. A long weekend camping in British Columbia, Canada. Let's go on a journey. The anticipation of a new road trip and a traveling experience is the best feeling. This is what I live for. We're driving to Hicks Lake in BC near Harrison Lake. It's about a 2-hour drive. I need to get in nature. A dreamy sunset by the lake as we get closer to the campsite. A short logging road to the campsite, and we have made it. We arrived at dusk, parked our car for the night at the campsite. We moved everything from the back to the front and outside of the car. We pulled our double bed together, attached the bedding, and voila, there is our little cozy double bed in the back of our Toyota Sienna. I can't wait to snuggle in our mini camper for the night in the cold. With darkness approaching, there was no messing about as we unpacked our mini kitchen and cracked on with dinner. Nothing fancy, just a pre-cooked pasta getting warmed up. Now for the best part of the evening, a cup of tea by the fire, catching up with friends. The temperature was cold, but the fire warmed us up a treat. The sound of fire crackling is so natural and soothing to the ears. It has to be one of the best sounds of all time. Time for bed at 10 p.m. Morning, an early rise at 7 a.m. One of the best sleeps in months. The morning sounds of the trees rustling, birds singing, and the sound of coffee being made on the stove are ones I long for every day. Now it's time for breakfast and preparation for our first walk, an exploration of the campsite and the lake. Hicks Lake offers several walks to different parts of the lake, so we set off to explore. We arrived at the day site to moody, cloudy weather, Canadian geese chilling, and lush green scenery, classic Canada. A tiny man-made dam runs through the stream. Walking across that bridge, we head to a lookout point on the lake. The water in the lake is so fresh. There is something about a lake that hits me, much like the sea. The sound of the waves, the background, and a hankering to dip in, even though I can't really swim, and today it'd be absolutely freezing. I climb down to the rocks to get a better vantage point for a view. I feel alive, at home, and happy to be in nature. Around me is plenty of tall trees, clean water, and rocks to sit on to enjoy the view. The only thing which would make it better is more sun, but I'm not overly fussed. Time to head back for a restroom break and lunch. Walking through the trees is so peaceful. The bug tent is needed as there are a few mosquitoes hanging around. We are in the bug tent and it's time for card games and a cup of coffee. A dreamy day so far. The weather is clearing up and we're heading out for a post-lunch walk to the lake. The sun is poking through the clouds and it's an absolute delight. We pass the stream from earlier and return to the same spot as earlier on the lake. This time, we see snow-capped mountains in the distance, and it's breathtaking. This sight never gets old. Snow on top of the mountains, in the distance of a lake with green trees surrounding it, is just about as perfection as I can imagine nature to be. It kind of reminds me of Nepal. The temperature warms up, and we sit down to gaze at the view. Magical. The lake is calmer too, as we see someone kayaking in the distance. We actually lost sight of time, and before we know it, it is 7:30 p.m. and a slight rush to get dinner on the go before darkness. We start the fire too. This time for dinner, it's burgers, salad, potatoes with ketchup, and a lovely can of Coke to drink it down. Classic barbecue food. Now it's time to be by the fire. Our bellies are full, we just need to get warmed up as the cold comes in. Someone's got the marshmallows out to roast and eat. I'm not a fan personally. I just prefer eating marshmallows as they are. Never got the craze. As night comes in, we reflect on the day, get cozy in our camping chairs, and drift to a sleepy state naturally. Morning, the last day of camping. Another early start, and there's condensation on the windows. It must have been a cold night. I actually don't want to get out of bed. It's too cozy. I dress up with plenty of layers grab a cup of coffee, and prepare breakfast. Eggs, sausages, and toast is what the doctor ordered. That, with a cup of tea, is a dreamy start to the day. I didn't feel too good before coming on this weekend, but as we prepare to leave, I feel much better. Is that psychological, or does nature solve these problems? It's a great question. We need to check out by 11 a.m, so at 10 a.m, we begin the packing process. We begin placing the camper van back into its original car state. The bed gets condensed, we move all the stuff back and pack up the rest of the gear. Before we know it, we're back on the road. Clear blue skies along the lake are welcomed. We have an idea on the way back to Vancouver to prolong the weekend, so we decided to head to the shed. This is a cafe up Cypress Mountain with stunning views of Vancouver. It was a hot, clear day, so we grabbed our camping chairs, bought a coffee, and sat on the green grass mound admiring the extensive views of the Burrard Inlet. This is a top tip for anyone visiting Vancouver and a perfect way to end a long weekend camping in BC. What more do you need than cozy fires, lake views, forest noises, barbecue food, and great company? The perfect remedy for a well-rested weekend in nature. Let me know what yours is, and I hope this inspires you to get out there somewhere new, get away from technology, and soak in the nature's atmosphere. Enjoy your camping. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast episode today. If you've been inspired by today's chat and want to book some travel, if you head to the show notes, you'll see some affiliate links below which help support this podcast. You'll find Skyscanner to book your flight. You'll find booking.com to book that accommodation. Want to stay in a super cool hostel? You'll see Hostelworld down there too. You'll find Revolut to get your travel card sorted. Click the GigSky link to get your eSIM ready for your trip. And more importantly, you'll find Safety Wing Insurance to get that travel insurance for your trip. There are many more to check out, so when you click that link and book your product, a small commission goes towards me and the Wiggin' It Travel podcast. Thank you in advance and enjoy your travels. Hey, yeah, just a quick one before we crack on with the episode. This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further. Literally. They cover all things travel finance, like the smartest way to book flights without playing the guess the cheapest day strategy, how to avoid paying for upgrades that you won't use, and when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices. So travel smarter, spend less, with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get back to the show.